have to consider this point that Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi is considered as one of the students of Sayyid Mohsen al-Hakim, and he would seek his consultation for these tablighi affairs.
Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi started his preaching in Africa, and with his idea, Bilal Muslim Mission was established, and he had many travels to United States, to Canada, Kenya, and many other countries for preaching Islam in his life.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahtavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Sheikh Mahtavi, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
As our dear listeners might know, the program The Teacher is about the life and the works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, philosophers, jurists, and scholars all across the world of Islam. And in the new series, we are mainly concerned with the Shiite scholars and the figures in the world of Islam. For today's discussion, we want to talk about an outstanding figure who dedicated his life on preaching the Shiite Islam all across the world, especially in the African continent. He is no one but Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi, one of the founders of Bilal Muslim Mission, we can say the great foundation, and also Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi is known as the English translator of Al-Mizan, Exegesis of the Holy Quran, compiled by Allama Tabatabai. Sheikh Ziyaniya, let's start with you, brother. Can you give us some information, biographical information and details about Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Late Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi was born in 5th of January in 1927 in India, in Sivan. And when he was in his 10, he entered into the Islamic seminary of Benares and started studying in Islamic fields. And when he was 20, he was appointed as the Imam of the Shia Mosque in Halor in India, and beside, preaching and doing his activities regarding imamat in the mosque, he was also studying in the school of Al-Wa'izin in Lucknow.
That's right.
Also, he wrote some books and articles during these years in Islamic fields, and he published these articles in some magazines in India. In 1960, he moved from India to Tanzania to propagate Islam there. And maybe we would say that this was a turning point in the life of Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi, and also it was a turning point in preaching Islam in Africa, not only in Tanzania, but That's also right. in all Africa.
That's right.
Because before that, preaching Islam amongst local Africans was, somehow limited and was not, on that level.
Just organized, but, you mean?
Yes, it was not organized correctly. But according to the efforts of Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi and also the helps of some Shias from Khoja Ithna Ashari community.
Yes.
So this organization was formed in the, shape of the Bilal Muslim Organization,
yes,
or Bilal Muslim Mission in Africa.
That's right.
So Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi started his preaching in Africa, and with his idea, Bilal Muslim Mission was established, and he was not only limited to, just organizing or establishing this organization. He wrote many different books and articles to be published for preaching Islam.
That's all right.
And he had many travels to United States, to Canada, to Kenya, and many other countries for preaching Islam in his life.
What is important about the life of Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi is this his international efforts in order to spread Islam, especially the Shiite Islam, among the colored people of the Africa. I mean the black community over there, which made him very much famous. Also, he had connections with these Hojas, as you said, the Asna Shari Hojas, who are originally, again, I think, from India, isn't it?
Yes.
They're related to India. And we know that the term Khoja comes from the Persian word Khaje, which means great and of high position or great in Farsi language.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Okay, let's get to you, Sheikh Mahtavi. Can you give us more details about the scholarly life of Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think it's good to start from the memories written by Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi about himself. One of the very important thing that our brother mentioned in the life of Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi was his efforts in order to spread Islam and preach Islam in the land of Africa. When he was asked by one of his friends, when he was almost 55 years old, that what made you to move from India and reach such place in Africa where people are not from the same tribe that you are coming from. He said, when I was young, actually I had gone to the house of one of my relatives. There was a piece of magazines. I took those magazines and started reading. And in those magazines, I read the memories of Muballighin. Who were spreading, yes. So this is the memory that happened for him when he was almost 19 years old. So young, at that age, we see the seeds of spreading Islam were planted in his soul in order to become a preacher. And when we look at his life, we see that truly we can call him as one of the main preacher of Islam in the land of Africa or in the African continent.
That's right.
With respect to his scholarly life, we have to say that he is considered as one of the students of Sayyid al-Hakim,
yes,
the great and outstanding marja before Sayyid al-Khuy in Iraq.
Sayyid Muhsin al-Hakim, you mean?
Yes, Sayyid Muhsin al-Hakim.
Sayyid Muhsin al-Hakim, that's right.
And he had some encounter with Sayyid al-Hakim, and within those meetings, even Sayyid Muhsin al-Hakim asked him, if you see there are some talented African brothers who can come over here and start seminary studies, you can bring them.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of his trips to Africa, he invite actually because of the living, yes, with African brothers. Some of them, they get interested in Islam and they convert into Islam. And with him, they travel to Iraq and they will stay. Because of the bad situation of, yes, Iraq, Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi paved the ground for them to go to Lebanon. And he continues that when I arrived in Tanzania, immediately after 5 days, I went to a bookshop and bought a book to learn Swahili, because we know that in Tanzania they're talking in Swahili. Although in India people will learn to speak in English, but the language that we can communicate with the local people is Swahili. Within 5 days, he goes to a bookshop and buys a book and start learning Swahili. And very soon he learns Swahili and starts his communication with the locality. This is very important.
Locality.
With the local people. And this is very important. And actually, this is something that must be considered as the brilliant job being done by a preacher to learn the language of the local people and start talking with people with their mother tongue. Besides this, we have to consider this point that Sayyid Akhtar Rezwi is considered as one of the students of Sayyid Mohsen al-Hakim, and he would seek his consultation for these tablighi affairs. And in one of those consultations that he benefited from, Sayyid Mohsen al-Hakim tells him that if there are some talented student that can come over and learn Islam, that is a good suggestion. And in one of his trips in Tanzania, Sayyid Akhtar Rezwi, among those students who were interested in him, in his morality, in his lifestyle, five of them who had recently converted to Islam and were really talented, he decides to bring those five with them to Iraq to learn the Hauzavi studies or seminary school studies. But because of the bad situation of Iraq, it was not possible for them to stay in Iraq. Again, we see that how Ayatollah Sayyid Akhtar Rezwi was connected to Imam Musa Sadr, who is also considered as one of the prominent figures in terms of tabligh abroad or overseas. So Imam Musa Sadr was trying to pave the ground for them to go to Lebanon and stay in Lebanon, that also because of those bad situation in Lebanon being under the bombardment of Israel and conflicts with those groups, militia groups in Lebanon. They came to Iran and stayed in Iran and learned Islam, and some of them, they are still living and considered as the prominent figures in terms of tabligh in Tanzania among the African people.
Most of the compilations of Sayyid Akhtar Rezwi are in English, Arabic, and Urdu, is it?
Yes, because he wanted to get connected with these people. Of course, he had some books in Swahili also.
It is translated into Swahili, because he didn't know Swahili, I think.
He knew Swahili, he learned Swahili, yes. Okay. But I'm not sure whether he himself wrote some books in Swahili or his books in English were translated into Swahili language, because he was living in East of Africa and Swahili is the language of Eastern African countries.
That's right.
So Sayyid Akhtar Rezwi was not only limited to works in Africa, but also he was, you know, involved in some other activities. For example, he was amongst the founders of World Assembly of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam in 1982 in London. And, you know, he dedicated his life for preaching Islam.
That's right.
All over the world.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Ziaunian, Sheikh Mahdavi. But still, I think the most outstanding English work of Sayyid Akhtar Rezwi is the English translation of Al-Mizan, Excerpts of the Holy Quran into the English. Divine Justice also is another book, you know, and so many other works. His son, Sayyid Muhammad Rezwi, the prominent preacher and scholar who is very much active nowadays in Canada, is really a source of benefit for so many of the people and the Muslims, especially the Shiite ones, who are interested in the discussions, I mean the Islamic discussions and the history of Islam in English language. May Allah protect him, and may Allah bless the soul of Sayyid Akhtar Rezwi, who passed away in the year 2002 in Darussalam in Tanzania, and he was buried in the cemetery of Shiites over there. May Allah bless his soul. Thank you, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziaunia.
You are most welcome.
You are most welcome.
For your presence in the program, The Teacher, which was about Sayyid Akhtar Rezwi. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us from IRIB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, also on Instagram page and YouTube channel, Call of Islam Radio. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Ooh.
had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him?